I'm Mike Green, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm talking with Raj Raina, who's from Novi High School in Novi, Michigan, and he's one of the contestants for Who Wants to Be a Mathematician, the national competition, which will take place at the Joint Mathematics Meetings in Boston in 2012. Raj, is there anything in particular you're looking forward to?
You know, I'm just looking forward to having a great time in Boston, and I'm really looking forward to the competition and hopefully winning some nice prizes.
Have you ever been to Boston before or to a big math meeting?
I've been to Boston before, but not for something as big in terms of math as this. And I'm really looking forward to the challenging aspects of it, as well as also like sightseeing around Boston.
How many pairs of mittens or gloves are you going to bring with you?
Well, it depends on how snowy it is. But I live in Michigan, and it's pretty cold here as well. So I think I'll be well adapted.
Is your town, is that close to Detroit, or whereabouts are you?
Yeah, it's about 40 minutes away from Detroit, but I don't really go to Detroit that often.
In the questionnaire you filled out, you said one of the things that you like about school or your favorite thing is going on bus trips for extracurricular activities and goofing off on the bus with your friends. So what kind of goofing off is that?
Well, I like, I don't know, just having a good time on the way to some whatever places we go to. Like, I don't know, just talking to them, you know, throwing stuff around, typical teenage stuff.
Yeah, I know a lot of schools have trouble, you know, with extracurricular activities because they, you know, their budgets aren't so good. How many field trips do you get a year?
I've definitely noticed a substantial cut in the number of field trips we've gotten throughout the past years, but our school has been pretty good with it. We get maybe one or two field trips a year, but the financial cost is mostly on the students, not the school.
Ah, and you also mentioned that you qualified for the Canadian Math Olympiad, is that right?
Yes, I did. The Canadian Math Olympiad as well as the USA Math Olympiad.
Mm-hmm. Does the Canada team take international students, or are they always just from Canada?
No, it was an unofficial qualification. If you live in the United States but you're a Canadian citizen, you can be eligible for the team, provided you score well on the test. But for me, I was born in Michigan, so I wasn't a Canadian citizen. And it was just an experience, not for qualification purposes.
Uh-huh. Tell me about the book Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close.
Well, that is my favorite book, and my eighth grade teacher recommended it to me, and I thought it wouldn't be that great since it was kind of big. I didn't think I'd like it that much, but I could really relate to the book and to the characters in the book about how one character, Oscar Schell, always kind of wanted to be something more than he was at the time, and I could relate to that really well, and I just liked the book overall.
A lot of times a big book is kind of daunting, and you think, well, I'll never get through this, but as long as it's interesting, it doesn't matter how long it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Raj, is there anything else you'd like to add about the competition or the meeting or the trip to Boston?
I said I'm looking forward to the competition, and I really am, but I'm also looking forward to meeting all those other smart people who qualified for the competition, and it's going to be really fun getting to know them.
That's Raj Raina from Novi High School in Novi, Michigan, one of the 10 contestants for Who Wants to Be a Mathematician, the Joint Mathematics Meetings, the national competition coming up in January. Raj, thanks very much.
No problem.